This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
It's time now for Around Montgomery County. I'm your host, Tobin Ott. My guests this week for Around Montgomery County is Zach Weigel and Leslie Pollard from the Stamp Out Cancer Benefit. Ladies, gentlemen, welcome to the program. And we are here to talk about a benefit that will be taking place called Stamp Out Cancer. Zach, your committee is putting this on. Tell me a little bit about what's going on here.
It's a fundraiser that we're having where all the proceeds are going to go to the Montgomery County Cancer Association. And it's going to be a night where, well, we're going to have a live music. Keeley's Jerusalem's band is coming from Springfield. They're called the Ramblin' Blues Band, which actually on Friday I just got the opening band secured. They're called Harpwater from Litchfield. They're going to do a two-hour set. And we're going to have celebrity bartenders competing for tips and who can raise the most during their shift. So we're going to have two, you know, one-on-one, taking each other on in hour-long shifts, and whoever can raise the most and by the end of the night say, you know, is declared the winner of this. And also, there's going to be a silent auction, and yeah, it's just going to be a night of fun.
A night of fun. You mentioned celebrity bartenders. Tell me a little bit who's going to be the celebrities involved.
Okay, the celebrities involved. We're going to have, well, Leslie. Our very own Leslie Pollard from the Chamber of Commerce representing them, and she'll be taking on Brandy Lentz from Montgomery County Realty.
Watch out, Brandy.
Yeah. we'll also have a couple of our bar owners around here. Mark Setshot Seaton from Setshots will be going against Eddie Neely down at Cabetto's. And then, well, we got the political spectrum involved. We're going to have Hillsborough Commissioner Chris Shear going against Holly Lemons, our very own
Circuit clerk.
And then for the big dog, we got Matt Hughes, the UFC former UFC welterweight champion of the world, Hall of Famer, taking on your very own Zach Weigel.
And we were talking off air. If I'm not mistaken, Matt came to you guys to say, "Hey, anything I could do, let's do it."
Yeah. When I posted this event on Facebook. 2 days after, he was already into the country club saying, "I'm in. What do you guys want? What can I do to help?" And we didn't even have to approach him, which we thought at first it might have been a pipe dream just to, you know, maybe we might be able to get some autograph from him. But now he's been a great help so far, just what he's wanting to bring to the table for us.
Now, tell me a little bit how this all came about. Tell me a little bit about your committee and how this all came about.
Once I started working at the country club, which I've only been there maybe 8 months there and, you know, at Set Shots, I realized I can sometimes have really good nights on tips. And I'm like, what if I do a night where I tell all my friends that, hey, if you come in tonight, I'm going to donate all my proceeds to the Montgomery County Cancer Association. Just one night of it. See how many people can get out there, work my butt off, and just, you know, get a bunch of money raised for them. And I brought it to Leslie. And, well, Leslie being quite the fundraising person she is, she's like, "Wags, you can make this a lot bigger." And that's when she came to me with the idea of
celebrity bartenders.
Yeah, since you've seen it in Springfield before.
Yeah, I've seen it in Springfield, and I said, you know, we do it on a little much of a smaller scale here in Hillsborough, you know, but we can get some, you know, Hillsborough quote-unquote celebrities together, and we can raise a lot more money.
I was about ready to ask you what the Chamber's involvement was, and that, I guess, was essentially to give Zach's group an extra push to make this
Yes, I
want
to be able to, yeah, to help promote it to, you know, our chamber members and just help get, you know, get the word out there a little bit more to some business owners and that kind of thing.
Now, the Montgomery County Cancer Association, I'm assuming they've been very supportive of this?
Yeah, I brought the idea to Libby Brown, and she instantly fell in love with the idea. And she's like, we're behind you. And then they would drop off material for me for, like, all their contacts when it comes to silent auctions and things like that. And they've been, yeah, really supportive. I was able to meet Richard Small, and he was, of course, beyond supportive for it. Because I think they realize that there's a younger breed of us coming in, and we have different ideas when it comes to fundraisers and what we can bring to the table and raising money. And that's why I think they're supportive, because they know that
they're looking to get some young blood.
Yeah, some young blood in there. And we have money. We have money that we'll spend it in different ways. So this is one of them.
You failed to mention, what are the dates for this event?
Oh, it's January 8th at the Hillsborough Country Club, starting at 6 o'clock, and it's going to run to about midnight, which is going to be a silent auction, too.
Let's talk a little bit about that. What items are up for grabs with the silent auction?
Let's see here. We got a chi flat iron that came from the hair zone uptown with some other hair care products from Sheer Delight. We got Cordy Bolton just dropped off an autographed Clinton Portis NFL jersey. Shut Sports got us a Lion-Eye replica full size helmet along with some other smaller helmets. We got coins from both First Community Bank and CNB from town. Some coin sets there. We got a big bucket of just stuff, I would say, from McKay's uptown. There's Montgomery County Historical Society donated. It's this big framed thing of postcards dated back from like 1907 and stuff of Hillsboro. It even has like when the old lake where our old park is at, like, was there. These are really old
Central Park.
Yes. Yeah. Really old postcards. And they're all like in this frame thing. The Debrenics have been really great so far. A lot of the members at the country club are really rallying behind me, and they dropped off a Ducks Unlimited huge, you know, painting or whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever those Ducks Unlimited things are.
Two free oil changes for a year from Excel Motors.
Yes.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
That's a good deal.
I got the full service from Fusion. I mean, not including just the 1 month membership, but also massage, locker rental, towel rental, personal trainer.
Outstanding.
I know I'm probably missing some things, but
this has been going on for a while now, trying to get this event scheduled and rolling.
Yeah, because when I brought it to Leslie, I was like, I need to form a committee. I was thinking big, but never did I think, you know, I'd be sitting in here, you know, talking about it on air. I also grabbed my sisters, Dana Holzhauser and Renee Laughlin, also on the committee to help with other aspects of it as well.
So it sounds like the ball is definitely rolling. And anyone seeking more information regarding the Stamp Out for Cancer event, what's the best way to doing that?
Well, Facebook.
Facebook?
Facebook. We have an event page. We also have a group page. You can also email us at stampoutcancer@aol.com.
I would like to mention that we are still accepting silent auction donations.
Definitely.
Yeah, we are still accepting donations and, you know, even monetary donations. If, you know, people say, well, you know, it sounds great, but I can't be there. You know, but, you know, if they would like to make a monetary donation, we'll accept that as well.
And it just sounds like a very, very cool event. Congrats to you, Zach, for coming up with the concept and getting the ball rolling.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
Well, it is a lot of fun, and I mean that when I had the idea, it was also, which I'm throwing that out there, like the Stamp Out Cancer. What it came from was my father, who passed away from cancer, and he was a mailman around town, and he was known, his nickname was Stamps, and that's why I decided, you know, to put the name on there for that. But it's also, it says a lot for the Montgomery County Cancer Association.
Mm-hmm.
Like when my father, when he came out of one of the times when he came out of brain surgery, I remember I was there and I was like, well, you know, I was sitting there with him and my family, like, well, I need to go jet over to the other side of the Siteman Center to go sit with my mom during chemo for breast cancer, which she successfully beat. But I had a wonderful family support. I mean, my family was great. I mean, I couldn't ask for a better, you know, family to go through all that with. But when it comes to Montgomery County Cancer Association, there's some people that don't have that support. There's some people that don't have the money to even go to the Siteman Center and get, you know, treatment. And that's what they do. They provide gas money. They provide rides. And they do all these things that a lot of people don't know about, because not everyone has a great family support to get you through those tough times. And that's what they're there for. And it's 100% local. Their money is 100% local. And that says a lot about what we in Montgomery County can do.
I commend you, Zach, for doing.
I've had people, so many people come to me like, hey, you know, my mom had it, my dad's had cancer. And I mean, I'm hearing all these stories about everything. And this isn't, you know, just about one event. This isn't about me. This isn't about like my family. This is about what we can do, like what we can do from here on forward. And luckily I've been blessed with knowing a lot of people and having a lot of friends, and like, let's put this to good use. Let's get some money rolling in.
And I've got a feeling as we come to a close here, this has got strong potential of being an annual event.
Oh, yeah, definitely. We're already talking about what we can do next time around. And I mean, as long as like Leslie sticks around this town, I mean, yeah, we'll be able to do a lot of things, and not just for them. Like, we've already talked before about, you know, other ways we can help out this town. So,
well, Zach, Leslie, I appreciate your time coming in and talking with me about the Stamp Out Cancer benefit. And I look forward to our chats in the future. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, Toby.
Thanks, Tobin.
And this concludes this weekend's edition of Around Montgomery County, where my guests were Zach Weigel and Leslie Pollard from the Stamp Out Cancer Benefit. For Around Montgomery County, I'm Tobin Ott.